Mesechtes Uktzim Perik Aleph Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah continues with discussing various scenarios where we have something which is attached to a fruit or a vegetable and is used in the handling of the fruit and somehow it facilitates holding on to the fruit. And this would be classified as a yad. So the Mishnah says, Kol yodais ha'oichlin shebasisan begoyrin. All handles of vegetables which were threshed in the granary. For instance, if a person has stalks of wheat with wheat on them and they've undergone the threshing process. Now, threshing is usually to separate the grain from the stalks. However, some of them may remain attached. So then, toirim, the halacha is that these are no longer usable to handle the to hold and to pick up the grains because they're split or they're just cracked and frayed, and therefore they no longer have halacha of a yad for oichel. However, Rabbi Yosi Matame, Rabbi Yosi is of the opinion that it's tame. Perhaps Rabbi Yosi, going according to his earlier shita, and he is of the opinion that these are still usable. For instance, if there are a few grains still attached and he would like to detach them by lifting them up with a pitchfork and shaking them around, so the pitchfork can hold onto and grab onto the stalks, and therefore it will still constitute as a yad, as a handle for the tavua, for the grains which are attached to the stalk. Pisigo shaleshkar, a little cluster of grapes that is attached to a big cluster. So let's say you have one cluster, the main cluster that's growing on the vine, and then a little cluster growing off of it. Shirikna, that has been emptied off. So tahir, so this branch that's left behind after the grapes have been picked off, this little cluster will not act as a yad. However, Shayaba, let's say he left over on this little offshoot branch, Gagar Echa, even one grape, Tameo, so then it will be still considered a yad because he'll use it to handle and to pick up that little grape. Shavit Shel Tamora Shiriknoi. The same halach is true about the stem or the twig of the day tree, which was empty. Tor is no longer a yad, and therefore it's tor. Shaya boy tumura echad achas, but let's say he left one date on this, so then tommy, because it's still considered a yad for that one date that he left on the stick. Pechein v'kitnius, the same halach will be true by beans that grow on a stalk, and their shafts that house the beans or the peas. So shavit shiriknoi, if you emptied out the whole shaft, tor, now it's tor, it's not considered a yad. However, shayu boy gagir echad, however, if he left one pea in the pod, so then tome will be tome. Rabbi Elazar ben Azayi matar v'shel pul. He says that if it's from a pul, which is a certain type of bean, then it will be tor, it's not considered a handle because these beans are large in size and therefore you don't use the pod to hold on to them, you hold on to them themselves. But umetam v'shal kitnius, however, if they're small types of grains, so then he would agree that the pod is used as a yad and it will be tamei b'pnei shehu roitze b'mishmushin, because he still wants to use this to hold on to it, and he holds that it would be a yad. Mesechtes Uktzin Perik Aleph Mishnah Vav. Uktzei Teinim, the little piece of wood, the little stem that's sticking out of a fig, vigrogris, or dried figs, vaha kalusim. This is a it's also a certain type of fig. Which is a much sweeter type of fig, v'hacharuvim, or the little piece of wood that sticks out of the buksa. People hold on to this to eat it. So it has a loch of a yad, and it is, number one, tame. If it becomes tame, it's metame the rest of the fruit, and vice versa. If the fruit becomes tame, the little stem becomes tame as well. Umit starfin. Not only is it tame, but it's also a shomer. And because if the little stem is removed, it starts decaying quicker. So therefore, it's considered a shomer. Very same af ukitz the loss. Even the stem of a gourd is also considered a yad and a shomer. Uktzei ha'agasin v'ha'krus tamalin. These are pears, little types of pears. V'ha'prishin, it's a quince. V'ha'uzrodim, some say this is crab apples. Ukitz talas tefach, or the stem of a gourd that's to the length of 4 inches of a tefach. Ukitz kunris. People refer to this as the artichoke. Tefach is up to a tefach is considered a yad and a shoyim. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok omer tefachaim, even up to two tefachim. Hareilu mitamin umitamin, they become tummy and will become tummy through the fruit itself. However, v'loy mitzarfin, it will not be considered as part of the shear of kebaya. Because it's not a shayim of shakol uktzin, but all other stems sticking out of fruits or vegetables which weren't mentioned until here are loy mitamin, v'loy mitamin. They're not considered a yad, and therefore they did not become tomei. And of course, they are not considered a shayim, so therefore they're not mitzarif to the shear of tumah to be mitama something else.